Hallelujah. Amen and amen. 2 weeks ago, I began to share living from the place of possibility. So we are continuing the series, Living from the Place of Possibility. And today's title is The Power of Positive Expectation. The Power of Positive Expectation. If you have your Bible, or you can turn to the screen, and let's read, and I'm going to read it. John chapter 5. I read from verse 1 through to 15. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Lord, we thank you for the power of your word, for the life that is in your word. Breathe upon your word. Let your word in my mouth catch life. Let it deposit life into the heart of all my listeners this morning. Create something great, something unquenchable, a positive expectation that nothing can quench. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jesus found that man. I pray the Lord will find you this morning. I said the Lord will find you this morning. The Lord will find you in Jesus' name. Generally, we know that life has two sides. And the sides I want to consider this morning is where you have been and the people you've been around. The places you frequent or the environment you grew up in and the people around you who may have informed your subconscious, informed your imagination, informed your characteristics, also are the places and the people who have crafted your experiences and your expectations. What am I trying to say? Those two things define you as a person, define how your experiences have been made, and what your expectations are in life. And God's so good that the Bible says that God brings us into every new day filled with possibilities. Each new day is filled with possibilities.
The environment you grew up can limit your possibilities. The people you hang around can limit your possibilities. Because they limit your possibilities does not mean there are no possibilities. It's just that you are living based on what you are exposed to. You are living based on the people you are exposed to. But there is more than the people you are exposed to. There is more to your destiny than the culture that you grew up in.
Tell your neighbor, say, every day is a possibility. The Bible says in Psalm 68 and verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily load us with benefits, who daily load us with possibilities. The God of our salvation. Hallelujah. What does this mean? It means that God carries our burdens on a daily basis. God carries our burdens on a daily basis. Why? So that you and I can walk in possibilities. I saw a picture recently. I don't know where it was taken, probably somewhere in Africa. There was this huge male lion. You know by the mane of this lion. Huge beast. And there was a queue of cars behind it. And this lion was just walking majestically. And somebody captioned it that this is how God goes ahead of you. Hallelujah. Because the lion is in front. Every other thing gives way. And everybody is just towing that step. When God carries you, hallelujah, He puts possibilities around you because He has removed all blockades. He has removed all impediments. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? The Message Bible says, blessed be the Lord. Day after day, He carries us along. He's our Savior, our God. Oh, yes. Amen. I want you to think. Think about a newborn baby. Freshly newborn. The baby is born in Kansas City. Maybe in Belton or somewhere in the South here, Grandview. As the baby grows up, the baby has the potential to speak any language. Is that true? Hello? If the parents of the baby were Germans, what language do you think the baby will speak? Will speak German and English. Praise the Lord. Because if they are speaking German at home, the baby will catch it and start speaking German and start Dutch and start also from TV, start speaking English. If I remember clearly well, when Prince Will and Vanessa came with their daughter, she spoke some English. But in a few weeks, this girl began to speak like an American. She wasn't speaking like a Nigerian anymore. You know Nigerian English? The kind of English we enforce on our children. Praise the Lord. Huh? Nigerian Queen's English. Huh? Praise the Lord. If the baby was born in Italy, that baby will speak Italian. Why? Because the baby speaks the language he or she is what? Exposed to. But while still a baby, the baby who speaks Italian in Italy is brought to Finland and start going to school in Finland. Guess what? The baby now can speak Italian and now can speak Finnish. Praise the Lord. If you take that baby out and put the baby in another, the family now travels somewhere else where they speak a different language. Say, for example, Chinese language, which is one of the most difficult languages. You now find the baby speaking Chinese. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? This child has endless possibilities. But the baby does not know until the baby is exposed
to that possibility. The same thing with you and I. We are not living from what is possible. We are living from where we have been and the experiences we have been exposed to. As a baby takes after the environment and the people, you also, I also, we take after the environment and the people that we are exposed to. But the question is that all that you are capable of? I don't know if somebody understands what I'm talking about this morning. Is that all you are capable of? Are you only capable of what you are exposed to? What you grew up with? Are you only capable of the experiences that your environment formed for you? Do you think you are only capable of what your parents taught you? There are more things, more possibilities than the environment you grew up with. A Ghanaian teacher recently who was going to teach his students about computer did not have a computer. Their school did not have a computer. He had to start drawing it on the wall until somebody put it online and Microsoft saw it. And now they have computers. When they didn't have, if the guy did not draw it, there would be no possibilities. Praise the Lord. But he took action to draw in the possibilities. Some of us who went to school in Africa and studied computer science, we never saw a computer. The guy who taught you never saw a computer. He read it in a book. I grew up thinking my father's compound was the biggest. When I was a little kid, the coverage around all the buildings, I had to climb. But I went to school and came back, I grew taller. Now I can step on it. Now my height gave me a new possibility. Hallelujah. There are more possibilities available to you and I than we are living today. There are more possibilities in Kansas City than you know of. Many people come and condemn this city. Oh, there's nothing in Kansas City. It's because you are exposed to nothing. But if you are exposed to the right things and the right places and the right people, you will know that there are more than you are exposed to. All you do is come to church anytime you can. You go to work, you stay at home, lock up your door. When it's a party time, oh, some people are doing bad, you go there and that's the end of it. Somebody say possibilities. Say possibilities. Hallelujah. You have more possibilities than your experiences. You have more possibilities than you let your mind think. The people you are hanging around, where your mind is hung upon, they can be your limiting factors. They are not letting you see. They are not letting you think. They are not letting you become adventurous. And by that, you limit your expectations. Because your expectation is framed by your experiences, the places you've been, and the people you hang out with. I had a story of a little boy This boy was by the pond or the river catching fish, dinner. Then he will catch a big fish. He will throw the big fish back into the river. He will catch a big fish. He will throw the big fish into the river. Then he will catch a small one and put it in a bucket. There was another man on the other side of the river who now came over and said, "Young man, what are you doing? You're catching a lot of fish." The boy said, "Yes." "But you are throwing them back." The boy said, "Yes. Because my frying pan is 7 inches wide." Because his frying pan is small, so he confined himself to catching small fish. What's the solution for this boy? Throw away the small frying pan and get a bigger frying pan and catch bigger fish. Some of us need to throw away that small frying pan. That small mindset. That small thinking mentality. Think possibility. Think that you are more than who you are now. Think that there is more to you than you are living right now. That God has more for you. Sometimes you need to create your own expectation. If I can talk about that today, I will. If not, we'll be until next week. There's no limit to your possibility except the one you give yourself. There's no limit. I told you I was in China last week, my second time in China. I went because of the church. I'll tell you about it in a little while. What I needed for the church was way outside my hotel area. So we had to travel very far. I got to this place and I'm like, "Oh my God, what is this?" It's like I'm in a different city. A city that manufactures household goods. All they manufacture there is just household. And you have to walk miles. I was telling some people, at least every day for the last 1 week, while I was there, every day I walk at least 10 miles. My Apple Watch praises me every day. "You've done the ring." Until I came back. There's endless possibilities. The Chinese don't need America. I can tell you that. The first time I went, what captured me was the hotel I was in. There were more Chinese people using the hotel than there were foreigners. Those of you from Africa will understand what I mean. They are the ones using their own facility. They are totally entrepreneurial. Including the youngest little child. They don't need to go to college. I saw an optician in China. His shop is half of the water sound. He made my glasses perfect. Small store. He had people come from Australia. People come from all over the place. They don't limit themselves. If you say, "Oh, do you have this?" If they don't have it, they will say, "Show me a picture." That's all. Show them a picture. Come back 2 weeks later. It's ready. I'm telling you the truth. It's ready. Very industrious. They don't have a no. They don't have, "Oh, we can't do it." It's like, You get picture? Come back tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, change your frying pan. Amen. God wants you and I to be living from possibilities and not our past experiences. Don't let your past experience frame your future. And when I say past experiences, including failure and success. Because you succeeded, you now frame your future based on that success, as if there is no better success than that success. Oh, because you failed once and you thought you will always fail. No, you can't fail. Hallelujah. I sent this tweet this morning. You write it down. I gave it to the workers. You can write it down. Life is filled with joy and positive energy when we live from what can be rather than what has been. Life is filled with joy. Expectation gives you joy. Positive expectation. If I say to you today, tomorrow morning, meet me so and so place, and I'm going to give you XYZ amount of money, what kind of experience do you think you're going to have? It's joy. The scripture is full of promises that should elicit joy on the inside of you, create energy inside you. What God says is yours should motivate you on a daily basis. It may be bigger than where you are now. It doesn't matter. But God is real. God is true. His word is real. You may be living in a very difficult, precarious situation right now. I want you to see possibilities. I want you to see a way out. I want you to see yourself. Maybe, oh yes, a young man told me, I don't have a place to stay. You're going to get a place to stay. And beyond that, you're going to become a landlord in Kansas City. Yeah, and amen. Amen. I came to this city with nothing. I didn't know nobody in this city. People told me it's difficult. People I met here said it's a difficult place. Church don't happen here. Oh, church may not happen for you. I am here now. Church is going to happen. The moment you say no to yourself, it doesn't matter who say yes to you. Don't let your circumstance say no to you. Praise the Lord. I had a story of one of my daughters in the Lord. She talked about her grandmother. Married a very wealthy man. But she had no child. Lived in a mega mansion. No child. One afternoon, she saw a duck and ducklings following, you know how ducklings follow their mother in a line. And she was looking at them. And she was like, even a duck can have this much babies. If I can just only have one. Our subconscious became conscious. It became a reality. That same month, she became pregnant. Guess what? That was the only child she had. That only one. Who now became the mother of this, my daughter in the Lord. She saw possibility that an ordinary bird can have so many. What about me? Created and made in the image of God. Is there no possibility for me? I don't need all these numbers. One is enough. And she got it. I told you the story of my friend, a pastor. He got married. No child. No child. Went to the doctors. Sometimes people always think that, oh, it's a woman that has a problem. But hey, he was the one. The doctors, the gynecologist said, well, you only have 3% sperm. What an odd. Out of 100, you have 3. As if, jump for joy. At least you have 3. And that's what he did. He went to God and said, Lord, they said there is 3. Can you not use out of these 3? That's how his wife got pregnant. I named their baby. After that one, he felt there must still be 2 left. He went to God again. Lord, these 2, is it going to go to waste? Huh? Let's use 1. The wife got pregnant. He had a daughter and a son. I named them. They are still alive today. The odds life gave him was so low, but it was enough for God. Because he lived from the point of what? Possibility. Someone will say, I'm done for. Where do I start? Because you concentrate on the 97 you don't have. Instead of concentrating on what? The 3 you have. What you concentrate on is what gets big. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I said to the workers this morning, you see, life can be difficult. And many times life is difficult. But it's not impossible. Life is not impossible. You may be going through difficulty, but it's not impossible for your situation to change. It's not impossible for you to go higher. It's not impossible for you to break through. It's not impossible for you to become a household name in this city. It's not impossible for you to have double promotion, triple promotion, quadruple promotion. You may bump chest to chest with your boss in the corridor without you knowing what God is just about to do. And God is just setting you up for something great. Hope somebody's getting something from this. Hallelujah. Sometimes, even people can be difficult. Difficult people doesn't mean they are impossible. Even in our homes, sometimes children can act difficult. Doesn't mean they are impossible. Praise the Lord. You know, I had the story of a man of God. When he was growing up, a young boy, out of 12 subjects, he always carried 0 in all the 12. Because in his report card, the teacher would say, he talks too much. He's always talking. Doesn't pay attention. This guy ended up becoming the president of a university. Hallelujah. He's a notable leader in the world right now. And he's also a preacher. I'm sure the parents will be telling him, like I remember my own son. See, you talk too much. But now he makes a living by talking. Don't shut your children down. Let them talk. They might be the Billy Graham of tomorrow. Hallelujah. Don't shut them down. Maybe your husband is proving difficult, or your wife is proving difficult, or your boss is proving difficult. It doesn't mean they are impossible. God is bringing possibility into somebody's life today. In Jesus' name. Let me move on quickly. The man at the pool of Bethesda, he had it difficult. And he had framed his life with his experiences.
even when the solution is standing right in front of him. He couldn't see the solution. All he saw was the experiences. That was where he was living from. He had given up. He said, oh, when the water is disturbed, the first person that jumps in is going to get healed. Now, I can't move. My mattress has formed my body shape. It's a paralytic. I can't rise. I can't go. There's nobody to help me. So when the water is disturbed, there are people faster than me. They jump in. He concluded. He concluded that except he jumps in the water when it's disturbed, that's the only time he can get healed. The only possibility open to him was to jump in the water. Now he can't jump in the water. Praise the Lord. So because he couldn't jump and he couldn't be healed, guess what? He gave up. Even though the solution said, do you want to be healed? He said, I have no man. So this man was living from, if only I had somebody. If only I had a man. Think about it this way. Let's say he had a man. And then the water is disturbed. And the man he had is not fast enough. Then he will say, oh, if only I had a faster man. If only I had a stronger man. What am I trying to say? When you live your life based on if only, after your first if only, you will need another if only. Then you will need another if only. If only I can just get more money. If only I can just marry a better, beautiful, more beautiful wife. If only I can just have a bigger car. If only I can just do this. If only I'm living in a particular neighborhood. If only I'm this. If only I'm that. And you keep on living in the if onlys. Guess what? Those if onlys don't change your life. Those if onlys don't change your situation. Praise the Lord. Because your if only is not a place of possibility. Praise the Lord. How do you know you are in the place of possibility? How do you know you have connected to possibility when you take responsibility? Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting me? I think I'm preaching good than your reaction. Believe me. Hallelujah. I'm preaching good than your reaction this morning. Amen. This paralytic man limited God to what was at his disposal. And that's what many of us do. We limit God to what we have. We limit God to what we have at hand. When your expectation is based on what you can do for yourself, you have removed God from the equation. Did you hear me? If your expectation is based on what you can do by yourself, well, I have a job. My job will do it. No, you have taken God out of the equation. Because you believe. Say, for example, somebody said, oh, the Lord is going to, great things are going to happen to you. Immediately, where does your mind go? You start calculating based on what you have. Whereas, God can bypass what you have. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, he does bypass them. He bypasses what we have. He bypasses what we think we can do by ourselves. This man thought, I will jump in, I will be whole. And then Jesus saw him on Facebook. The guy didn't have a phone. Well, I've tweeted him, I'm on my way to you. But Jesus found him. And Jesus knew this guy needs help. Do you want to be whole? Blah, 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 blah. Do you want to be whole? That's all. I need to jump in the water to be whole. Really? Come on, pick up your bed. Pick up your bed. Rise up. Take responsibility. Stop waiting on somebody else.
Take up your bed. Oh, if only I can just get a man. How can you get a man in the state you are? You don't look nice. You don't make yourself up. You just look anyhow because you have given up on yourself. You are telling yourself, who will look at somebody like me? That's why nobody will look at you. But when you look at yourself and like, man, I need to get this thing. I need to get this thing sorted out. Huh? Don't buy shoes that look here when you are looking there. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. People conclude about you in 5 seconds. The moment they see you, bam. I was interacting with a young man that I thought, okay, very soon, when the office is ready, we can employ somebody like this. The day he came, he was smelling. It's like he didn't have a bath. I'm like, is this going to be the face of our church? I didn't bother to get back to him. And I'm not sorry. But you are going to hang around me. Come on. Think excellence. Act excellently. Get out of your comfort zone. Some of us don't want to make any effort at all. Because we are just comfortable the way things are. No! Don't give up on yourself. God has not given up on you. 38 years. Jesus did not give up on this guy. Get up. Take up. Walk up. Move up. Put some spring in your step. Come on, have some swag. Huh? Have some swag. Huh? You know, when you dress up at home, nobody is there. You know the way you walk around in the mirror and you look at yourself. When you step out like that. You know, people will think, you know. Before they know, they've given you the job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is your expectation still relevant? Or has your expectation expired? My time is spent. But I'm going to continue next week. I believe that I've dropped a seed on the inside of you. The seed that says there's a bigger possibility than what you have experienced before. There's a greater possibility than what you are seeing right now. Hallelujah. God has a bigger plan for you. Oh, you were born in a village. You never had a shoe. You know our general overseer story. He never had a shoe until he got to a particular. But look at him today. He has a jet. He's a blessed man. I compare myself to that level. Every time you hear me say it, you think it's a joke. But the day is coming, you now see me, that I land with helicopter. And you'll be wondering, I'm not thinking about how it's going to happen. I'm just saying it. One day, somebody who can buy it will be in the church. I said, this man really needs a helicopter. Okay. I'm a big thinker. So is my son. My 8-year-old, he said, Dad, when we are traveling next time, we are going first class, right? I said, when you start working. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Life happens, brethren.
Let's be on our feet. Because life happens doesn't mean you should quit. Get excited with your life. Get excited with who God created you to be. Get excited with the dreams that God has put in your heart. Get excited with the possibilities that surround you.